We move now from etiquette to ethics. New York Times Magazine ethicist Randy Cohen joins us from our New York studios. Hello, Randy.
Hi, Jennifer.
Our question this week comes from Paul Heinrich in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we have Mr. Heinrich on the line now. Hello, Mr. Heinrich.
Hello.
Can you read a bit from your letter?
Yes. I have an ethical concern involving riding a soldier in Iraq. He is a soldier whom I adopted for the NGO to send letters and care packages. Each week I send him a couple of newspapers and sports magazines, Will Weather. However, I have been choosing the papers that I send them based on the content. For example, I don't send them issues with articles that are highly critical of soldiers in Iraq and about the prisoner abuse scandal. Is this ethical for me to sort of censor or select newspapers on this basis?
Thank you, Mr. Heinrich. So, Randy, is it okay for Paul Heinrich to censor what he sends to his adopted soldier?
I do question certain of your premises. I wonder if there are any papers that are critical of the soldiers in Iraq. I've certainly never seen one. I've seen papers that criticize the policies that sent them there or that criticize the lack of planning for the occupation, but I can't think of a paper that's criticized particular soldiers.
Well, actually, I guess it's mainly more specifically about the prisoner abuse scandal. I don't discriminate against articles that are critical of the war. I mean, as long as it's not mean-spirited or anything, which the majority aren't, then I go ahead and include that paper.
Sure. Well, you know, if you're going to take the censorship approach, I think you're being too passive. That why not just print up your own newspapers, you know, with all good news, you know, like all invented news, the car that runs on water, the bald is cure, you know, Florida's going to have honest, verifiable elections, you know, good news. And also, I appreciate you're not wanting to add to the worries of someone who's in, you know, an appalling and dangerous circumstances.
Yes.
But I really do believe that censorship, even well-intentioned, by a government or an individual is really a terrible idea, that we can't function as individuals or as citizens unless we know what's going on, the good and the bad. And I wonder if it's not just a bit condescending to a soldier who's, after all, an adult who's being forced to cope with the most appalling circumstances to think that it can't cope with some tough news. The other thing about your approach, I think, is it's futile, too. Even the soldiers on the front lines have access to many other news sources. You know, they do get to see some TV, they get to hear the radio, they have the internet. Your correspondent is going to notice the difference when you omit, you know, any reference to Alien versus Predator, you know, when they come back and they discover that's, you know, not a campaign documentary. They're going to notice, and they're not going to be pleased. And the real solution, if you have any doubts still, despite how unbelievably eloquent I am, here's how you can answer this question. You ask the soldier what sort of papers you'd like to have and be guided by that. Because what you're doing is an act of terrific kindness, and you should be serving that soldier's interests.
I'm curious, though, Mr. Heinrich, you said most articles are not mean-spirited, but have you come across some that you thought were, and what do they say?
I was thinking more in terms of sort of like the campaign thing, like the articles about Kerry, about Kerry not being an honest veteran. That, I would say, was mean-spirited.
It is a noble motive here to kind of protect someone you're obviously coming to, you know, care about them.
Yes.
Are you going to listen to Randy?
I guess my major concern was, although he's not connected with the prison, however you pronounce it, he is in the military police. I sort of wondering if he sees too much of that.
I wonder if you're not, if you couldn't be giving the soldiers just a bit more credit.
Yeah,
honest military police officers, you know, don't countenance these kind of actions. You know, good soldiers are not in favor of torturing prisoners.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
I think you should give your correspondent credit for doing his job honorably. It's also not at all a given that all soldiers support the war, that there's a variety of opinions among those serving in combat, and they're entitled to have a real understanding of the full range of debates and discussions.
Yes.
These are terrific people. These are adults doing amazingly dangerous work, and I think we owe them the respect of telling them the truth.
Well, Mr. Heinrich, thank you for writing.
Okay, I agree with completely.
Thanks.
I love when people say that. We want more guests on who say that.
Well, if you've got a dilemma for the ethicist, drop us a line at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line, and please give us a phone number where we can reach you. Randy, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jennifer.